the people of lectures of his. This is one of the two svarim that he actually wrote as a sefer. What Rav Pinkus points out is that we find a Medrash Rabba in Ves Chanan, a Yalkut Shimoni in Ves Chanan, relating to Lashonos Shel Tefillah. One gear says there were 10 Lashonos of Tefillah, another 13 Lashonos of Tefillah, Shava, Tzaka, Na'aka, etc. And Rav Pinkus wants to compare these Lashonos of Tefillah to learning. Namely, within learning, you have Masechtas, you have Sedarim, you have Brachos, you have Shabbos, etc. And in order to be a Talmud Chacham, you just can't specialize in Moed Katan or learn Zvachim. You have to have a Hekev. You have to have a certain broadness in order to be able to put things together and know which Masechta to look when one has what issue, when one has a certain problem. I would add to what he said, that's not only a question of the quantity of learning, but also there's a concept of Darkei Halimud. There's Iyun, and there's Bikiyus. And within Iyun, we know there are subcategories. There's Rav Rosenzweig's Iyun and on one hand, and there's Rav Willig's Iyun on the other hand. Within Bikiyus, there's a Daf Yomi level of Bikiyus. There's an Amud Yomi level of Bikiyus. There's a Mishnah Yomis level of Bikiyus. There's a concept of learning Asuke Shmaisisa, Aliba, the Hilchasa. There are all sorts of Drachim of Limud. And in order to be a Talmud Chacham, one has to be able to make one's own balance between those various drachim. You're not going to be a Talmud Chacham only by learning Bikiyus, and you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham only by learning Iyun. There has to be somewhat of a balance between the two. And here, in terms of Tefillah, we say it's not a question of two or three or five, but rather 10 Lashonos of Tefillah, 13 Lashonos of Tefillah, 10 and 13, those of you who have studied Maharal, those are numbers of Shlemut. Basara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam, we have Yud Gimel Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aseres HaDibros, numbers of 10 and 13 represent a Shlemus, and over here, there's a concept of a Shlemus of Tefillah, and one has to be aware of the Shlemus of Tefillah to know which Tefillah is proper under what circumstance. There are circumstances that if one wants to be answered properly, it requires arena, a little dance, and sometimes it requires a tzaka. If you're going to be tzoek when you should be dancing, or you're dancing when you should be tzoek, then kavanatcha ritzuyot, ava masecha lo ritzuyot. Probably the best example would be that we have a concept of shevach preceding bakasha, therefore we have three brachas ashmona esrei that precede the bakashot. Let's say a person were to have a very, very sick relative for whom he's davening morning, afternoon, and evening, and when he's saying the bakashos and it gets up to v'rofei cholim u'matir asurim, he can't continue. From the moment he says v'rofei cholim, he begins to put his relative's name in and begins to cry about his relative, and he's in the middle of shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just the wrong time and the wrong place. It could very well be that lehefech, he should at that point say, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rofei Cholim, I have a Rofei with whom I can consult, and therefore when I get to the bracha of Rifa'enu, I'm going to put in my relative's name. But currently, he's involved in Shevach, he's not involved in Bakasha. Or the other direction, let's say a person was told by a doctor that he may have a problem with his prostate, with his urinary tract, and then when he leaves the bathroom and he says Asher Yotzar, that's the time to say Asher Yotzar b'kavana. In other words, b'kavana of Shevach. Baruch Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a system where everything works together, and in Yirtz Hashem, halavai, that my system will work together. In other words, that there is a context of Shevach, and there's a concept of Bakasha. But to mix the two, to begin to cry when one's saying Asher Yotzar, or to begin to cry in the middle of the Birkos Shevach, or to dance when you're saying Rifa'enu, something is missing there in terms of one's sensitivity to the Lashonos of Tefillah. Similar, I guess we could give an example, since we're learning both Baba Kama and some of us are also learning Shabbos. If someone all of a sudden were to learn the first Amud of Baba Kama, and see over there there's a sugya on Shabbos, in terms of Avos and Toldos, and then he has a question in terms of Borer, he'll begin looking in Baba Kama as opposed to looking in Shabbos. In other words, it's true, there is a word that connects it to sugyas, but there has to be a sense of Baba Kama deals with Nezikin, and Shabbos deals with Shabbos. With the Hilchos Shabbos, one has to know where to look. Hu Adin. There are times when Zaaka is the proper means of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are times when Rina is the proper means, and they shouldn't be they shouldn't be confused. That's the background of the Sefer. Then Rav Pinkus, in reading what it calls over here, his Hakdama, it's a very beautiful Sefer Nachron. It begins with a Ha'ara, moves over to Hakdama, then you get to a Psicha, and about halfway down the Sefer, you get to Perek Aleph. So this is still within the Hakdama. The Rav Pinkus speaks about who is he to write the Sefer. He was really a person who was shayach to write the Sefer. But his Adnav, I think, was very, very real. In any case, the Sefer is built on the Yalkut's 13 Lashonos of Tefillah. Zo'aka, Shava, Na'aka, Bitzur, Batsarli, Karasi, Hashem, Kriya, Rina, Pigia, Niful, Pigul, with the language of Tefillah itself, Atira, Amida, Chiloi, and Chinun, in which there is a proof text brought for each of these Lashonot. Okay, let's move over, at least to begin, the Pirkei Pticha. The Pirkei Pticha basically begin with the Maimar Chazal. Maimar Chazal, Gemara Nida, and Dafayin and Beis, Ma Ya'aseh Adam V'yechkam, so Gemara says, Yivakesh Rachamim Mimisha HaChochma Shelo. So Gemara says, Harbe Yasu Kein, and it didn't work. Ella, a person should also learn to the best of his ability. Ma Ya'aseh Adam V'yashir, Yivakesh Rachamim, aye, that doesn't work. All right, so then a person has to do a Getter Hishtadlus, who I did in terms of Banim, Zacharim, etc. What over here is the Gemara telling us? What over here is this combination of Tefillah and Hishtadlus? So the Ramchal says that what the Gemara is giving us is an axiom in terms of Hashkochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learned Derech Hashem last year, so those who learned it will be a Chazara. Zelashan Rabbeinu HaRamchal B'Derech Hashem. Inyan ha-tfila hu ki min ha-sidorim she-sidra ha-chachmo ha-elyona hu she-liyot ha-nivroim mekablim shefa mimenu yitbarach tzrichim she-yit-oreru heim elav v'yit-karvu lo v'yivakshu panav. It's not enough that the need is there. It's not enough that that a person tries his best to fulfill his need. He has to be able to verbalize his need. That's what we call tfila. And then the combination of the verbalization with his ishtadlus, that will bring about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opening the conduits, allowing the Shefa to enter into the world. Now, is that we have over here a condition. We have a Tanai, which is Ma'akev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give Shefa, but it has to come as a result of Tefillah. Gemara in Tainis, Daf Zayin, Amud Beis, also speaks about Maita Kante Yarbe Bitfila, that if one has to search for a gate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with which he gives his Shefa, with which he shares his Otsar, that gateway is Tfila. Sometimes, again, we'll continue the next time, sometimes the gateway again is a Tfila of Za'aka, sometimes it's a gateway of Shira. Those of you who recall the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Chizkiyahu should have been Mashiach, could have been Mashiach, was supposed to have been Mashiach, but Lo Amar Shira. Lo Amar Shira didn't allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put the Shefa into the world at the time, which would allow for the progression of Klal Yisrael to a certain degree. Okay, we'll continue Bli Neder from here. Where those of you who want to get a hold of the Sefer, we're on Daf Tesa Madalas. Daf Tesa.